Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for February 25th, 2013. In cryptid news, the intense debate rages on over the publication of DNA information of a potential Bigfoot species by Dr. Melba Ketchum. She has apparently created a front for a journal, De Novo Science Journal, and has self-published the information and is charging $30 to read the full article. The evidence has further verified that the information is more than likely faulty in one or more ways, and does not help with the argument of whether Bigfoot actually exists. Still, there are many that believe that Ketchum's study is the real deal and will lead to validation that Bigfoot is actually a real creature. Like I've said before, DNA really means nothing when you're talking about an animal that has no previous verifiable existence. You cannot verify an animal actually exists by trace DNA collections alone, especially one that is rumored to be closer in DNA to humans than chimpanzees, as this would lean towards contamination. Meanwhile, Bigfoot has been spotted in Texas. A man from Port Neches, Texas, which is 95 miles east of Houston in a swampy region close to the Gulf of Mexico, heard a blood-curdling scream. He then made out the outlines of two Bigfoot creatures that were throwing rocks into the nearby water. The two supposed Bigfoot eventually ran away, but he was able to snap a photo with the cell phone, which doesn't really show much other than the water and a tree line. There does seem to be potentially one animal in the photo, but the detail is way too weak to say definitively, and no other evidence was collected to support the sighting. In UFO news, a $100,000 reward has been posted for the best UFO or extraterrestrial evidence. Filmmaker James Fox, known for UFO documentaries Out of the Blue and I Know What I Saw, is currently working on a new project and is hopeful that the evidence will help finish the film. The evidence can be a photo, video, or debris, but must be evaluated for scientific scrutiny by a panel of his choosing. Anytime you mix money with anomalous topics, you have the highest potential for fraudulent evidence, and it will be interesting to see how this story plays out. And in other news, the big explosion of a meteor in the skies over Siberia back on February 15th isn't the only space rock to invade our skies recently. Reports out of Cuba state that a similar yet smaller episode happened later the same day over their skies. Other areas are reporting sonic booms. Morristown, Tennessee and San Manuel, Arizona reported a series of earth-shaking booms a few days prior to the February 15th meteor events. Similar reports in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, New Mexico, California, Florida, and even New Zealand have reported light flashes and booms in the last couple of weeks, and another dozen or more in the last few months. Could this be the explanation for some of the sky noise? Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.